Yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. Devil, use a lie today. Come on now, because we know better. We know how good you are to us. We know all the things you've done for us and everything you're doing for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. We're not having that happening today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm, okay. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Come on now. Come on. God is good,
oh,
God. Every day,
hallelujah.
Each and every day.
We're going to bless you anyway, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ooh, bless the
yes,
Lord, oh
thank
my
you,
soul.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We give you glory, thank Master. Even in the midst
yes,
of the enemy, hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to pray.
Yes.
You got to
hallelujah.
You got to hallelujah. Lift up my hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will lift up my hands to the ears from whence cometh my help. I will lift up my hands.
Thank you.
to be a follower of Christ. I want to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We all have choices. We all make choices. We all have options. Some of those choices we make are good, and some are not so good. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 16:19. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. We welcome each and every one of you to Let's Do a Radio Third Sunday Service, January 15th, 2023. And I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of onice.com, broadcasting to you on this worldwide Sunday service to the worldwide listening audience. Let's give a spiritual applause as Reverend Carolyn Williamson of Yakima, Washington, greets us after the great applause. Amen. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead with your greeting, Reverend, because I know you're excited to say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm always excited about Jesus. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this another day. Hallelujah. Do it all radio. Hallelujah. To the listening audience, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Beyond the Cross Ministry out of Yakima, Washington. Hallelujah. Lifting up Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Drawing souls to the kingdom. That's what it's all about. So we just thank God for you tuning in today to worship with us, to give God what he so rightfully deserves. And I'm excited about the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm always excited. So God bless you for tuning in. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. And do you have a song on your heart, or you want to go into invocational prayer and scripture? Because I know you always
just
have a song on your heart.
Day, I got one.
Come on.
Just another day journey, and I'm glad. Oh, I'm so glad. Ooh, yeah. Feels so good to know that he loves me. It makes me so glad. Oh, so glad, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I can see how far you brought me, Lord. Yeah, yeah. And I'm so glad, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, Lord. And that you're always thinking of me, yeah. Make me glad, yeah, yeah. Oh, so glad. Oh, yeah. When I think of your goodness and all you've done for me, oh, God, yeah. It makes me want to shout, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom.
I can't keep my seat, oh, Lord, shout. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta move my feet. Oh, yeah, shout, my Lord, yeah. Make me wave my hand, Lord, shout. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna shout in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Shout in Jesus' name. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. I shout because I have the victory, and I'm so glad, y'all. Oh, yes, I'm glad, y'all. Oh, don't want no rock crying out for me. Oh, I'm so glad, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, I will, because I'm so glad, y'all. Oh, yes, I'm so glad. Oh, from my lips, I'll sing his praises. Yes, I will, because I'm glad. Oh, yeah, I'm so glad. Oh,
of your goodness. And all you've done, Lord, all you've done for me, yeah, I just want to shout, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I can't keep my seat, oh, Lord, shout, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to move my feet, yeah, shout,
yeah,
yeah.
Come on.
Make me wave, mm-hmm. make me wave my hand, shout. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I just want to shout in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, shout in Jesus' name. I think I said one more
yeah.
time. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Shout because I have the victory, and I'm glad. Oh, yes, I am glad. Ooh, 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 ooh. I don't want no rock crying out for
mm-hmm.
me. I'm so glad, yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah, yeah, because I'm glad, y'all. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm glad, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And from my lips, I will
mm-hmm.
sing his praises because I'm so
yeah.
glad. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. When I think of his goodness
mm-hmm.
and all that mm. he's done for me, I just want to shout, yeah, yeah. I can't keep my feet, but Lord, shout, yeah, yeah. I got to move my feet, yeah, shout. Oh, my Lord, make me wave my hand. I got to shout. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
want to shout in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Shout in Jesus' name because he's done so much for us. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Come on now. Oh, I know you're excited now. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. 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 Thank you. We have getting ready to have a full house in just a minute. We have Pastor Betty Bennett on the line, and we also have Reverend Ron Marshall on the line. He's been busy in the studios, and he's been absent but still with us. And so, Pastor Betty, if you would do the do scripture. And Reverend Ron, would you greet us after she does scripture and do invocational prayer? If you don't
sure
mind.
Will. Sure will.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Giving all
amen.
Honor to God. Amen. We thank him for another day's journey. We thank
oh,
him
yes.
for yet
oh,
another
yes.
time that we have come together once again to lift up his name, to glorify
mm-hmm.
him,
yes.
to exalt him, to extol him, not just in the United States, but all over the world. We send forth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Impartation into the third world countries this night by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I'm
yes.
going
thank
forward.
You.
I bring you greetings from Harvest World mm-hmm. Ministries. We commonly call ourselves HWMI, which is an acronym. It stands for we do ministry his way. It's his ministry. We do it
mm-hmm.
according
yes.
to his will. Amen. Nothing but the will of God will work for
hallelujah.
Us. Amen.
Thank
just
you.
So good to hear you, Pastor Carol, and you know that I enjoyed that song. I said, oh, Lord, she
praise,
praise the Lord. I'm going to
yeah.
jump around a little bit. So you follow me if you can. But I'm going to go ahead
mm-hmm.
and read the scriptures that the Lord had already given me this, Sister Inez. I knew you were going to call me for this.
Amen.
So
you
I'm
know I was.
Huh?
I'm glad.
Praise God.
Bless you.
Amen. Even if I don't know, I'm still going to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Amen. Who can
always,
that
that's right. Be always ready.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. This is coming
right.
out of the one of the synoptic gospels. the Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. This is going to be one short verse there. And it says, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jump with me to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the third to the fourth verse. And the word of the God says, "Praise be to the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we cannot choose those in any trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God."
Amen.
Can we just keep going a little while? One more scripture, Joshua. Joshua 1 and 9. Says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Last verse is coming out of Deuteronomy. This is the great news. Deuteronomy 31. "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. May God bless the hearers, the receivers, the doers of his word. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, he will
be greeted by Reverend Ron, and this after he will do invocational prayer, please.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you.
Good evening.
Glad to be back all the way with you all, hearing all of the beautiful scriptures, the song, and Sister Inez, and to all of the listeners, God bless you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom shall come, thy will be done on earth. Thank you for bringing us into this place of worship, and thank you for making us true worshipers that you require. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your guidance of the scripture. Thank you for the guiding of the word. Thank you for the song that you would have. We thank you this evening. Lord, thank you for the speaker that shall bring the bread of life. We thank you. Now, Lord, we ask for you to bless the listeners in this place, this evening, in this place of worship. Anoint their minds, anoint their hearts for change in the name of Jesus. We bind all the powers of darkness, and we loose all the powers of heaven in the name of Jesus. We pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Ron. Good to have you back. It's always good to hear your voice. As
glad to be back.
Thank you. Yes. As we just heard Reverend Carolyn sing, that's just one of her many talents. Reverend Carolyn Williamson is most definitely a woman of the Most High God and has been in the ministry for over 30 years. She encounters people in the community and ministers to all in the jails, prisons, nursing homes, grocery stores, on the phone, homeless shelters. You can be in the elevator. She'll preach to you, speak to you. She'll be in your car, and she'll pull over and talk to you. Anywhere her feet and her car will take her, her voice can be heard, and we just appreciate that. Even when speaking on the phone, she'll even minister a word, a kind word to us. Reverend Williamson needs to have her own album as she can sing, because she always has a song on her lips and joy in her heart. Her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. And lastly, I can most definitely say that she is spirit-filled because she is hallelujah and praising the Lord, and she's a willing worker and servant who loves God. She's just saying, you know, if you don't hear from me and I'm not praising God, something wrong with me. You need to revive me. Tell the world I need to be revived, because if nothing's coming out of my mouth that's praising God, something's wrong with me. She just said that right before y'all came on. So if you don't hear her praising the Lord or giving him the most high praises, something's wrong with her. But that's okay. We know where she's going to go after her lips stop singing and her heart starts rejoicing. And so she is not one to hold back on preaching the living word of which God has laid on her lips, because that is what she does, and that is what and who she knows. And after, I don't know, you want to sing another song, Reverend, or you want me to play a song?
Amen.
You want to sing? What you want? You want to sing or play?
I got it.
Okay.
I'm singing.
After this next song, yes, ma'am, we will hear from On High through Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. It's in your hands, Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
That's happened to me that was good, God did it, God did it, yes, he did. Oh, yeah. Oh, everything that's happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Pick me up, turn me on the room, place my feet on solid ground. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it, yeah. Oh, yes, he did. I say everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Yes, he did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did, yeah. Oh, he picked me up and he turned me all around. I placed my feet on a solid ground. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, God did it, yeah. Oh, yes, he did. I said, God did it, yeah. Oh,
yes, he did,
yeah. He picked me up, yeah. Turned me all around, yeah. Placed my feet on a solid ground. And ever since that day, I've been running for Jesus. I've been running for Jesus. I've been running
Come on now.
For Jesus.
Yeah.
And I haven't got tired yet. I said, I haven't got tired yet. Oh, I said, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Oh,
yes he did.
Yeah. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. I said, God did it. Yeah. Oh, yes he did. Yeah. Oh, he picked me up. And he turned me all around, yeah. Placed my feet on a solid ground. I say everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Yeah. God did it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, hallelujah. Glory to God, everything that God did for me, hallelujah, everything that's happened in my life that was good, hallelujah, God did it, everything that happened in your life, hallelujah. That was good. God did it. Glory to God.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it on our own, but it was God that did it. Ooh, glory to God. I'm so glad that God did it. Hallelujah.
Yes, bless the Lord.
I'm just so excited about Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me just go on with them with a word of prayer, and then we'll go straight to the word of God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the hostess, Lord God. We thank you for the visitors, pastors that's on the line, and anyone else all over the world, worldwide listeners, God. We pray, dear God, that our ears, hallelujah, will be open, that our hearts would be challenged, that we will be inspired, motivated. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. To make whatever changes we need to make, God. Hallelujah. That you get the glory in our lives. So, Father, I pray that you let the words flow from my mouth. Hallelujah. Let them be pleasing to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the words that I thought on, pondered all night, glory to God. Let them bring your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let them be acceptable in your sight, because you, oh God, is our strength. You is our Redeemer. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Let the people of God say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading this evening is from Joshua, the 24th chapter, and we have verses 14 and 15. And it reads as follows: Now, therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to use for our thinking today is you have to choose. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you have to choose. Yes. I have to choose. We have to choose. The listening audience all over the world, everyone has to make decisions in this life. As Sister Inez says, some of our decisions are good decisions. Some are bad. Some choices we make are good. Some choices we make are bad, but this is challenging us. It's challenging me to make sure, hallelujah, that my mind is made up in whom I have chosen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And here in the text, we see that Joshua, this is a second letter that Joshua had given, because in the 23rd chapter, Joshua had given a letter because he realized that his tenure was up. He had gotten old, and he was not going to be able to go any further, but he wanted to encourage the people of God, hallelujah, to stay true to God, to stay faithful to God. You know, I thought about that. You know, we all need to encourage one another to stay truthful to God and stay faithful to God, because we serve a God, hallelujah, that is faithful. And all through this text, we see that Joshua encourage the people of God, as he is encouraging me and is encouraging you today, hallelujah, of reminding us of what God has done, hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I look back over my life on a regular basis, and I see the hand of God. I see the blessings of God. I see the miracles of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see how God has always made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. God is faithful to whatever he says. He says that he is not a man that he should lie. He says that whatever he say that he'll make good of it. Aren't you glad today that God does not lie? Hallelujah. Yeah. But we have to be the ones to make a choice. Hallelujah, today, hallelujah. It's time for us to choose in whom we're going to follow, because God is faithful. So Joshua, in the text, Joshua called all the people together. Hallelujah. He called all the elders and the judges, everybody that was in a position, and he allowed God to speak through him as he has always done since God chose him to continue with the children of Israel after Moses was off the scene. Hallelujah. And it's good to know, hallelujah, that God is still chosen people. He's still choosing those that will speak for him in this day and time. Hallelujah. I read in the word that he that has an ear, hallelujah, let him hear. I don't know about nobody, but I'm anxious to hear what the Lord has to say that I may share, hallelujah, at any given time what God would have me to share. So Joshua reminds them. He reminds them how God had brought them out. He even reminds them about Abraham's father, Terah, who, when he was on the other side, he served false gods. He served other gods, those gods that were on the other side that they had built up. And we know that the word of the Lord tells us, hallelujah, in Exodus, that we are not to have any other god before God, the God of creation, nor are we to bow down and worship. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad. I'm going to just say it for me. I'm so glad today, hallelujah, that I know that if I'm going to walk with God, talk with God, if I have chosen God, hallelujah, to live for God, then I can't have no other gods in my life. I got to get rid of everything, hallelujah, that would cause me to want to worship it and put it in high priority in my life. Anything that is not, hallelujah, God himself, that does not give God glory, hallelujah, I got to get it out the way. And so Joshua, in the text, Joshua, he reminds them, I want us to remember this part, is that we all need reminding, to be reminded of God's goodness, hallelujah, of God's faithfulness, glory to God, of God's provision. Not only that, of God's love, glory to God. For the scripture said, while we were yet in our sin, God commended his love, hallelujah, towards us. And I don't know about nobody, but I made up in my mind whom I'm going to choose, who I have chosen. I've decided, the songwriter says it like this, I have decided to follow Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, no turning back.
Yes.
No turning back. He said the world before me, the world behind me, the cross is before me. No turning back. Don't no one follow, hallelujah. Don't no one join me, hallelujah. Yet I will follow because I have chosen. I have made up my mind. Glory to God. When God said, Carolyn, you've got to make a choice, hallelujah. You have to choose whom you're going to serve. You got to make up your mind whose side you're going to be on. Are you going to be on the side of the world? Are you going to do what your forefathers did? Are you going to do what your own parents did? Hallelujah. When they took on the things of the world and they made the things of the world more important than the things of God, or are you going to serve God? Hallelujah. Joshua reminded them that God had delivered them from Egypt, that God has never lost a battle, hallelujah. Every time some nation would come up against them, God would provide, hallelujah. God would fight for them. If there's anybody that God has ever fought a battle for, hallelujah. He's a great battle axe, as they say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says for us to hold our peace, and he'll fight for us. He demonstrated that with Joshua, even in the midst that Joshua, even in the midst that Israel had turned away from him, they had disobeyed him so many times. They had turned and began to take on false gods. Glory to God. And there may be some of us that have been tempted or even slipped and put something in someone else before the God of creation. But I'm so glad, hallelujah, that God says that if you turn back to me, glory to God, if you be faithful unto me, hallelujah, if you love me, if you adore me, hallelujah, if you live to serve me, glory to God, with a sincere heart. See, we got to get our hearts right. Hallelujah. Joshua told them, hallelujah, that after all God had done for them, them. Hallelujah. He put them to a test. Hallelujah. He presented them, shall I say, with a choice. Hallelujah. We've all got choices. Glory to God. We make good ones. We make bad ones. Hallelujah. But we have to decide in this day and time that we're going to serve God. Hallelujah. So Joshua says to them, hallelujah, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. Stand in awe of the Lord, hallelujah, and serve him with a sincere heart. Glory to God. Serve him in truth. Glory to God. Jesus said that they that worship, worship in spirit and truth. Glory to God. I don't know about nobody today, but I'm so glad, glory to God, that one day, hallelujah, I was presented with a choice, glory to God. And I made up in my mind, hallelujah, that I was going to serve the Lord, hallelujah. I made up in my mind that whatever God that has tried to become a God in my life, hallelujah, that I had to get rid of it, glory to God. I had to turn away from it, hallelujah. I had to denounce it in the name of Jesus. I had to say, God, it's you that I serve, hallelujah. It's you that I love with all of my heart and all of my soul, hallelujah, with all of my strength. It is you, oh God, that I vow to live for, hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. See, you are, oh my Lord, help me, Jesus. Glory to God. But Lord, I thank you. The devil is trying to get busy, but he ain't going to win this battle because, hallelujah, we're making up in our minds. Somebody out there in radio land needs to know that it's time, hallelujah, that they have to choose, hallelujah, because God has made so many promises to humanity, hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank God for the promises. We thank God for the covenant agreement, hallelujah. But Jesus said that if anyone will come after me, we must first deny ourselves, glory to God, and take up our cross and follow him daily. I'm talking about you have to choose, glory to God. And Jesus said that if you come unto me, glory to God, he said that I will in no wise turn you away. I won't cast you
that's
out.
Right.
That's good news. That's good news. But you have to choose this day in whom you're going to serve. See, because our whole said that we didn't choose him, but he chose us. And not only did he choose us, but he ordained us, hallelujah, that we will be fruitful and our fruit will remain in him, that whatever we ask, in his name. He said he would do it. Glory to God. But you and I, we have to choose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to choose. Joshua says, okay, I'm presenting you with a choice today, radio land. Hallelujah. I'm presenting you to make a decision. Hallelujah. You can either serve the one and true God, or you can take on the false gods. And you know there are many false gods in the world today. Hallelujah. We can make our money our God. We can make our homes our God. We can make our clothes and our jewelry our God. We can make our vehicles our God. Anything that we put above God of the creation becomes our God. And so we have to get rid of those little gods, glory to God, so that we can have the big God, hallelujah. He is the God of creation. Heaven and earth belong to him. Yeah. I read it in the Word.
Yeah.
He created the earth. He created the heaven and the earth. And everyone that dwells in it belongs to him. I don't know about you today, but when you choose to serve God with a sincere heart, that means you choose to love him with all of your heart and all of your mind, all of your soul and all of your strength. When you choose to serve God, that means you obey him, because we realize that obedience is better than a sacrifice. We can give this, we can give that, we can do this and that, but if we're not going to obey God's word, hallelujah, then we just give it and we're just doing, hallelujah. And so when we choose to serve God, we choose to praise him, hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything that has breath, Praise the Lord. Yes. When we choose to serve the Lord, hallelujah. When we choose to serve God, not only that, we know that it is a good thing. It is a real good thing to praise the Lord. And when we choose to serve God, that means we worship him. And John said, they that worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
And
I'm trying to tell somebody, you have to choose, and I have to choose. We all have to choose whom we gonna serve. And I don't know about nobody, but I can say like Joshua said, oh, if it seems evil, if it seems wrong to me, if it seems wrong to you, you can make up in your mind. You can decide for yourself. God give you free will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He give us free will. But we can choose
who we want to do.
We can go where we want to go. We can do what we want to do. See, some people, they're choosing to get married. They're choosing to have children. They're choosing to live in another state. They're choosing all making all these choices. But is there anybody out there?
Anybody.
Ready and willing to choose to follow Jesus? Oh, you got to make up in your mind. See, when you turn and walk away, I found out one thing. When you turn and walk away from the true and living God, it's all right to come back because his arms are set wide. Oh, my God. He's ready to receive anyone that will come back to him. I heard Jesus say that you have left your first love. Glory to God. Oh, you can come on back to him. He's got his arms stretched out wide, and he's ready. He's ready.
Yes, he is.
To receive anyone. You can say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm on my knees crying out to you, oh God. Say, Lord, take me back. Take me back to where I first believed. Take me back to where I first believed.
Yes.
Lord, I want to go back. I'm making up in my mind today that I choose you, Lord, because I heard that I have to choose. I got to make a decision because time is running out. Time is running out. And no man knows the day or the hour the Son of Man will return. Oh, we got to make up in our mind and say, Lord, I'll rededicate my life back to you. Joshua presented a choice with Israel. He said, I want you to know everything that God has said, every promise that he has made. He fulfilled every promise to you. And so if you turn back now, God's judgment is going to fall on you. And I don't know about nobody, but I don't want the judgment of the Lord. Hey, I don't want the judgment of the Lord to fall on me because I turned away from the Lord. I made up in my mind. I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to follow Jesus. Joshua said, I don't know about you, Israel. I don't know about you. But as for me, sometimes in your house, it's not just everybody want to follow the Lord. Oh, sometimes somebody want to go left when you want to go right. But you got to make up in your mind who you going to choose. You choose who you going to serve. And so I made up in my mind. I could say like Joshua said, ask for me, y'all. Oh,
yeah.
Lord. Ask for me. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
I got to make up mind. Ask for me, because I chose to follow Jesus. And because I chose to follow Jesus, I got to keep on letting my light shine that somebody can see Jesus. Because when I chose Jesus, Jesus said that I'm a chosen generation. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Yes,
he said
yes.
That I am. I'm a peculiar people.
Yes.
And I've got to show forth praises of God who has brought me out of darkness. Oh, my God. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I'm so glad that I choose to follow Jesus, and I won't turn back. Oh, Lord, and because I choose to follow you, Lord, I got a made up mind that I ain't going to let nothing in nobody. Nothing in nobody. Separate me from the love of God.
That's right.
Because I choose to follow Jesus, I got to be steadfast and unmovable. I got to continue the works of the Lord, knowing that my labor, your labor, is not in
vain.
We've got to choose. I don't know about you, but I've decided that I'm going all the way. Is there anybody in here that's made up in their mind that they chose to follow Jesus, that they're going all the way? They're going to keep on working because they chose to follow Jesus. They're going to keep on seeking the kingdom because they chose to follow Jesus. They're going to keep on going in the highways and the byways, compelling, telling everybody, everywhere, come on to Jesus. All ye that are heavy laden, all ye that are burdened down, and he will give you rest. But you got to choose, you got to choose, you got to choose. You got to choose, you got to choose. Oh, you got to choose. And when you choose to follow Jesus, you can take on the mind of Christ. Take on the mind of Christ. Oh, take on the mind of Christ. Oh, take on the attitude that Jesus has. What kind of attitude did Jesus have? Jesus said, I must do the work of my Father while it's day, because night is coming and I won't be able to do no work. Even Jesus, he said, I'm not here to do my will, but I'm here to do my Father's will. He chose to follow his Father. He chose to obey his Father. You and I must choose. Glory to God. Who are we going to follow? Who are we going to serve? Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
I got a made up mind. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going all the way. I'm going
all the way.
Is there anybody that's made up in their mind? Is there anybody that chose to follow Jesus? They made up in their mind. And they can say, ask for me, everybody.
Yes.
Ask for me if nobody want to go. I'll go all by myself. But ask for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask for me because I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to serve him. I choose to love him. I choose to obey him. Hallelujah. With a sincere heart. It's truth. Because the truth is what makes me free. So I can follow. I can follow. Because I choose. Let me tell you, before I turn it off, Jesus came down the two generations, and he hung. They went. And they beat him. They led him to a place called Mount Calvary, and they hung him high, and they stretched him wide, so that everybody, no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, you can see Jesus hanging on the cross for my sins and your sins. And he's telling you and I today, you got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind, because time is running out. So you got to choose and go, sir. You got to choose. You're going to follow. He chose you. He chose me.
Yes, he did.
And I'm so glad he chose me. When I wasn't worthy, sometimes I'm still not worthy, but yet and still he chose me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. But Jesus, oh, he hung up on that old rugged cross. He gave up his life. He said, Father, forgive them for what they do. I can hear him say, God, Father, forgive them for not choosing to follow you. Forgive them for not loving you. Forgive them for not worshiping you. Forgive them for not making you their all in all. Forgive them, Lord. But there's time for you to make up in your mind whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the God of creation, the God of heaven and earth? Are you going to choose your own God? As for me, I choose to serve the Lord, because Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back again. And I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You decided a long time ago. You made a decision a long time ago. You chose to follow me with a sincere heart. It's true that you to put away everything that can become a God in your life. You chose to follow me.
You look back over your life
and you see where I brought you from. You look back over your life and you see all the blessings I bestowed up on you. You look back over your life and you see how I made a way out of no way. You look back over your life and see that I've been faithful to my word. And you chose you chose me, and so I welcome you. I welcome, as you sit around the throne of God. You look back over your life, and you say, I'm so glad that I chose to follow Jesus. I'm so glad I could have been lost in my sin, but Jesus saved me. Oh, my
Jesus.
God, thank you, Lord. Because I choose to follow him, he saved me. Hallelujah. And he appointed me a place, glory to God, around the throne. He appoints you a place around the throne. When you choose him, your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah. And when he comes back, glory to God, he'll know you. He'll know you as his seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You choose. You make up in your mind. You decide. It's all you. It's personal. As I always say, it's personal. You got to make up in your own mind who you're going to choose. You have to choose. Hallelujah. I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to live for him all the days of my life. There may be one today. Hallelujah. After hearing this message, hallelujah, that your heart, hallelujah, your mind has been stirred. Hallelujah. You don't know him in the pardon of your sin, but you can see, you can look back over your life and see that God is keep on keeping you. Hallelujah. He keep keeping you. He keep providing. He keep on making a way, and you have not made a decision as to whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah. This is a day you can choose. Hallelujah. This is a day you can make up in your mind. You can decide today that you're going to choose to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to serve him. Hallelujah. With a sincere heart. You're going to serve him with truth. Hallelujah. Because his word is truth. Hallelujah. You're going to put away everything and anything that has tried to make itself a God in your life. Hallelujah. Because you choose to serve the one and only God. Hallelujah. If that is you today, hallelujah, I ask you to repeat after me. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. I come, hallelujah, with a sincere heart. I heard the word that I have to choose, and I choose to follow you. I choose to serve you. I choose to serve you with a sincere heart and in truth. Your word is truth. I choose to denounce every God, get rid of everything that can make itself a God in my life, hallelujah, and live to glorify you. I repent of my sins, oh God, hallelujah. Come into my heart and take up residence, and I vow to live for you because I choose you today, hallelujah. If that's you today, I say welcome to the greatest family that you could ever become a part of, and that is the family of God. For the angels in heaven rejoice in over one sinner that comes to repentance. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, and welcome to the family. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Cause he never ever led me astray. Cause he never ever led me astray. I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no. No turning back.
Pastor Cobb, no turning back. I have decided. So when you make that choice, and that means you make that decision, no turning back. Because once you're in God's hands, you don't need to turn back. Why would you want to turn back? I wouldn't want to turn back. And as Reverend Williamson gave us that word today, as for me and my house, You know what? We're going to serve. We're going to serve the Lord, the Lord God. Yes, yes, yes. We want to thank her for that word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me and the road behind me, there's nothing going to turn me back. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Reverend Williamson, for those words and for that inspiration. And if y'all don't know now who to choose, you know, sometimes you may be on the fence, but hopefully she knocks you off the fence and maybe make a decision. So we want to thank her for that word today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Announcements today, we have July the 17th on Tuesday, and on Thursday, as Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about Judge Not on this Tuesday. Don't know what we'll talk about on Thursday. Might be a continuation. And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. And on Wednesday, Bible study, my daughter's birthday. Anyway, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall from True Worshippers Ministry, who's on the line today with us out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He'll be delivering our Bible study at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern as well. On the 22nd, before Sunday service, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who's going to be bringing us the word. And the 24th and the 26th, from Vinny again, Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. We heard from Sergeant Parks on last Thursday, Together We Can Make It Happen, which is in regards to the celebration for Martin Luther King service. And that is on Monday, as far as celebration. So a lot of things are going to be closed, but hopefully you'll find yourself somewhere celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday. And as today is his actual birthday, I believe it's January 15th. And then on the fifth Sunday, we have Pastor W.F. Pry Jr. out of Yakima, Washington, going to be bringing us the word at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. We have five Sundays this month, so we have a nice long January month. And Reverend Ronnie Marshall, he has his new solo song out on YouTube. It's Jesus Has Made Me Whole, and so we'll be hearing that song, I'm sure, on the fourth Sunday and somewhere in between. Yes, he now has that out at Amazon. Well, I'll let him just tell you where we can find that music. Go ahead, Reverend Ron.
Thank you. Thank you to the Extreme, and thank you, Pastor, for that message. And that is a true message for today. And thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. God bless you. And to all of the listeners, yes, there is a single, new single for the year of 2023, and we completed it a week or two ago, and we got it out there now. It's all over. And you can get it online, Amazon, CD Baby, Apple, iTunes, all of the outlets. I think it's 21 or 22 different outlets that you can get our music on. And we thank God for that. And all you got to do is Google it, Ron Marshall, Jesus Can Make Me Whole, the new single. And we're getting ready to go back probably maybe week after next and do the video of this same album. But right now it's out. It's out, and you can get it. You can listen to it. And I pray to God that it blesses your soul and your heart as it done mine when I was recording it in the studio. So we do thank God for you, Pastor, and thank you for the message. And we thank God that the people and myself was blessed around the country tonight. So y'all get out there and get the album, share it, stream it, and God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can sow a seed and donate to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR. We may have one person or one group sponsoring us, so that's in the works. So we want to thank, shout out to the group who wants to sponsor us. We'll get that out to them, and I want to appreciate, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's not too late. Anybody else out there want to sponsor us, please do, because it's a good work. I mean, well, I think it's a good work, and it brings people together. And it brings the word out to people who may not necessarily have a church home or a church to go to where you don't have to have a home. You can do it right in your home. See, as long as you listen to Let's Do a Radio on Sundays and every other Wednesday for Bible study, and then throughout the week with whatever segments go on throughout the week. So we just appreciate each and every one of you joining us through the worldwide listening audience. Thank you. Even though how you blessed me for still listening and still caring and keeping me current and keeping me, going on a regular basis. Thank you. I don't know if Pastor Bennett wants to say anything to Reverend Carolyn on the word that she spoke today, as Pastor Bennett always does. So go ahead if you'd like to.
Amen, Pastor Carolyn. I always love to hear you speak. You just a dynamic woman of God. You know what? I can tell that word is coming from your spirit and your soul and everything with you, and that you truly, truly, truly love the Lord. It's amazing. You are an awesome woman of God. But you made me think about some things, and I hope you did as well with the listening audience. Those who are listening, whether by internet or by radio or by telephone, we are at this time in this season in our lives where we think about that we have the right to choose however we want to choose. We didn't think about the fact that we didn't choose our birth date, right?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Right.
We couldn't choose our parents who brought us here.
No.
We can't choose our dying day. But what we can choose,
hallelujah,
which is the most important choice we could ever make in our lives, is where we go after we leave this world.
That's something that needs to be driven home.
Yes. That's the one choice that you must make before you leave. Everything else doesn't matter. That's the most important choice in your life.
That's the most important.
And I continue to drive that. Amen. Good, awesome word.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
I'm done. Want to put something else in people's minds. Start thinking about it. It's amazing. Amen. We just have no faith over. But this one thing you own. Where will you go? We can't put you in heaven, and we can't put you in heaven. We don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. You got to do it on your own.
Hallelujah. You got to choose where you going to go.
Got to do it on your own. And that's critical.
Amen.
Amen.
That
is critical.
Yes.
We're in depth in record numbers. We don't ever know when our number's going to be called. Oh, but we're young. We got time.
I've heard
I don't wish anything on anybody, and God knows, you know, I'm the one that's in life. Always speaking life. Even when the doctors say just ain't nothing that can be done, I'm still speaking life.
I know.
But when God is done, it's it.
That's right. His word.
So
hallelujah.
To make that choice. If you haven't made it today, make it today. If you have not made it today, make it today. It's so critical.
Yes, God, it's critical. That's right. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Nobody said anything to me about it. No one told me how important it was. She told you everything there was about
hallelujah.
That choice. You're very educated now. You're very knowledgeable. And what you need to do, make that choice.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Make that choice.
Hallelujah. Is every knee is going to bow and tongue going to confess him anyways? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
It is. But I have to go through all that and still have him stand before him and say,
depart from me. My Lord. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
and they know somebody else who have not made that choice, you need to go to them because they need to make
that choice.
Right. So-
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My
God.
That is so critical right now. That is so critical.
Yes.
I am so
yes.
glad
yes.
that you honed in on that today because that's all we've been saying is you've got to make a choice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. What's happening today? Football players
Amen.
Falling out of the football field.
Amen.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You've got to make a choice.
My Lord.
It's critical. It's critical.
My God.
Cardiac arrest. I mean, this
is
unprecedented stuff that is happening. Make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
That, how do you say it, Sister Inez, yesterday is behind us and
yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not promised.
Tomorrow may never be mine.
That's right. And we promise. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Hallelujah. All the thing is promised is salvation if you choose.
That's it. That's it. That is it. And that's what we are preaching, y'all. I said, Lord, they're going to say I sound like John the Baptist in the wilderness. It ain't but one
That's
minute.
All right. That's right.
Turn your way.
It needs to be said. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Yes, Master. I'm so glad we decided. We pray that somebody else will decide.
Exactly.
Yes.
We're praying for you.
Put it off.
Praying for you.
Yes.
We're praying for you. We don't know your name. We
That's
probably
right.
don't even know your face, but guess who does know? God.
God.
Does. And so does
Amen.
Our Holy
he knows,
Spirit.
He knows.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
We meet you right
so
where you're at.
Praying.
Yes.
We're gonna be praying for you. To make
Bless
the
yes. Lord. Bless the Lord to make a choice.
Yes.
Woo, glory
yes.
to God.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. So
my
true.
God,
so
my
true.
God.
Yes.
Right now. God won't condemn you. The scripture said that there is no condemnation
to those
that are in Christ Jesus. When you choose Jesus, choose to follow, hallelujah, and to serve God, he don't condemn you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God I look. If I look back over my life, he could have condemned me a whole lot.
Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. But thank you that I chose to follow him, to live for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. He see me in the righteousness. Hallelujah. Through his blood. Glory. I've been
in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit that works in us.
Hallelujah.
We send your word out across the airwaves, the phone lines, and the internet service.
Ooh, Master,
and
I thank you, Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
We lift you up and we praise
Lord,
and magnify
you.
Your holy name.
Yes.
Because you
yes,
live in your word. If you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself.
Yes.
God, draw
them. Glory. Hallelujah.
Draw
thank
them.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Draw them.
Yes.
We lift you
thank
up. We magnify
Lord.
You. We exalt, your holy, your mighty, your magnificent.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise your Lord. You're the one and only true and living God.
Who
else shall die? Elohim, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're drawing somebody even now. You're drawing some even now. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
oh,
you.
God, so
your
so
not one I desire it's not one tear.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Master.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God.
Who would serve a God such as you? Oh, glory to God. Who wouldn't want to be in right standing with him in such time as
this?
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad I chose you a long time ago. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Wish I would have done it a whole lot of sooner. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Master.
Yes, Lord. Our soul shall make our boast in the Lord. We come into agreement across the airways, Father.
That
some might say, what must I do to be saved? I made up my mind and I want to serve Jesus for the rest of my life.
All the days of my life.
I want to give him my heart, my mind, my spirit, my soul, my body.
Every part of me. Hallelujah.
Every part of me. I want that same
hallelujah.
Mind. Christ Jesus to also be in
hallelujah.
Me.
I'm going with Jesus all the way. I'm going with him all the way. All the way.
I'm a new creature. That's all I want to hear him say. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Woo. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. When his word is proclaimed, we're in his presence. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank
you,
God. God, we praise you.
Amen.
Oh, God, we
amen.
Yes.
You know, I hear, let me share this with you. A couple months ago, but the Lord is bringing it to me right now, that he has spoken. He says, you need to shift gear. Says if you don't shift gear and you ride in the same gear, you're gonna blow your engine. So that means it's time for us to shift gear and go to a new level in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Time for us to do that greater work that the Lord has called us to do. We got to shift gear. Hallelujah. We got to shift gear. We can't stay where we're at. Hallelujah. We can't stay where we're at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want God to demonstrate his power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To the souls to come to know that we serve a true and living God. Hallelujah.
Don't do that.
Glory to God. Yes, Master. Have your way, Lord. Because your word is true. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Move us, mold us, make us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know the plans that you have. You know the plans that you have for those out in radio land.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Plans are good. They're not evil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give them a future and a hope. Hallelujah. That's in Christ Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
One of them, God. You say you know the
thank you.
On their heads, Lord God. I know you know them. And it's time for them to know you as you know them, God. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Draw them, Lord. Hallelujah. By your spirit, by your love. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did we lose Miss Inez?
Thank you, Jesus. I haven't heard her either. I think
no, I'm still. No. I was on mute.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. I've been just praising him and saying stuff, and I didn't even know I was on mute because I'm at my daughter's house, and the fan goes is really loud, so I had to put myself on mute. I'm just praising and giving and everything.
Oh,
time is winding up and so on and so forth.
I'm saying that
you can't serve two masters, that you can't sell a fancy. This day you must choose.
That's
I
right.
guess y'all didn't even hear all that.
No, yeah, of course. Crowd. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, no, I am here. I am here.
Get on the right
I just thank you guys for staying on the line and praising his name because we don't have much time like this. And, you know, we don't take time either. We're so busy. We are so anti-electronics that we don't take the time. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but we just need to take our time and take time with God because He takes time for us. He takes all the time out for us.
He spends time with us.
He gives us time to think, you know, and we waste time, you know. We just need to get on bended knee and say, thank you, Lord. You know, this time is for you. Go to your closet. Do whatever you need to do. Say a prayer up to him. Just, you know, because time is, everybody's just, like you say, falling out. You know, time is winding up. That's the last time you're playing. But it's like you just never know. You know, my boss that I work for, he looked in the paper, and there was six people that he knew. Six people he knew had passed away.
My Lord.
Another friend of mine, his son or son-in-law passed away.
Mm.
You know, and he was just passing away. Who else just passed away? Mr. Presley just passed away. And somebody else from somebody. I mean, people are playing, and you can't be playing. You cannot be playing.
No.
You don't know the day, nor the hour. So, y'all, get right,
There's
church,
no
and let's go home.
Play.
You
That's
got
it.
To get
There's
right.
No to
if you don't get right, you're going
to
be up here. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. No, sir. Mm-mm. No, we got to get right.
No,
we
got to get it right.
Mm-hmm. You got to get it right.
Amen.
You know, I even posted on Facebook. I said, please forgive me if I've done anybody wrong because I don't know that I've wronged you. I may know that I've wronged some people, but, you know, please forgive me if I don't say it to your face, you know, because you never know when, you know, your time is coming. You know,
That's
you
know
that at least take care of, you know.
Amen.
So say it every day, you know, please forgive me for all the things I've done wrong, you know, of all the people I've wronged, you know. And just, you know. Because you got to choose. You can't straddle the fence. You just can't. You said this day you got to choose. Because if you don't choose today, tomorrow may be too late.
It might be
too late. You know, it just may be too late.
My God.
So you know, every day of your hour, you're working that waking hour. It's time for you to get right, church, and let's go home.
Right.
If you don't get right, church, you can't blame it on us. You cannot blame it on us. We've given you that opportunity. We've given you the opportunity.
You
to
come
know.
On. Compelling you to choose to follow the master.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's so good.
Yes, master.
It's so
that's
critical,
you
y'all.
You got to choose. You got to. We try. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
That's all we can do is you know, tell the people, you know, what to do. Not what to do, but, you know, how to
come.
Because, I mean, not everybody, you know, not everybody may want to, you know, may know God. Some people have other spirits. Some people have other.
That's true.
People who they, you know, claim as their person who they go to and talk to. That's fine. But, you know, give your life over to the right
person.
You know, give to the right person.
Yes, Lord.
This
turn it
is,
over to Jesus.
You know, to, you know, you know. You got this. What did Reverend say? As for me and my house, you know, we serve the Lord. You know, if you don't serve the Lord,
you
won't have that blood over. You won't have that blood over your doorpost. You won't have. You will not have that. That's right. You won't have that blood when that time comes and that death angel. You're gonna be gone. You're gonna say, "Why didn't I listen?" And you didn't. You can't even get why didn't I? And you lay on the ground dead.
Wow.
You know, because you didn't do things, you know, the right way or in time. So, you know, get right, church, and let's go home. Come on. You know, like you say, people are just passing out, dying. You know, 46-year-olds, 26-year-olds, you know, young people. You know, then there's people who are committing suicide. Young people, 4-year-olds, committing suicide. Seven. What do you know at seven about committing suicide? Come on now.
My God.
Come on, what is bothering that child?
Why did somebody get to him and tell him about Jesus? Why? And see, that's what I'm saying. And we're behind these doors, you know, and we don't get out and don't go with
that's right. That's right. We ain't going compelling nobody.
I'm at Walmart, Kroger. It don't matter where I am.
I need to be down there in Arkansas with you.
There's going to be a conversation regarding Jesus. And
right?
I just can't help it. I know that's right. I can't help it. Yeah. Because I clearly remember the time that I got saved and sanctified with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving home at every other car, and all I could hear in my spirit was, I wonder if they say, I wonder if they say, I wonder if they say.
I know.
I know for the children. But now it doesn't even matter, because wherever I go, I'm a
Amen.
They know that there's something different about us, you all, because we are already shifted. Reverend Carol, we've already shifted. Amen.
That's
you're right on time.
A shift in the atmosphere. That's right. A shift in the atmosphere.
And we
didn't
know it.
I'm coming to
Arkansas
and visit.
They recognize us when they come up on us. Those spirits recognize us.
Amen.
And they'll say like, different about
that's
you.
Right.
You look different.
Right.
Don't I know you? Or
that's right.
That's your opportunity right there.
I know that's right.
When they open the door, I'm going in.
Hallelujah.
So
it's true.
Critical mind.
True.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we got a work to do, y'all.
Amen.
So those greater
works.
We got a lot of work to do.
We got a greater work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
We're just started.
Deliver me.
Yes, Master.
Deliver me.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Yes,
thank you, thank you.
I'm single-minded. The kingdom. Hallelujah.
Now we got another one. Because you said something to the idea. Yes, sir. To God. See, mammon is money. The money is God. God is God. They don't have
God
the money. Currency, as they know it, is going to pass away. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
That's where the comparison needs to be made, right there. Now, who did
that's
you choose?
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Crypto currency going to fade away. All this stuff going to fade away.
That's right. Bitcoin. Help us, Master.
One day we're going to leave the money. We're going to leave everything. You know folks don't like to give up money, period. But I was thinking this morning. And the Lord spoke unto me. He said, they don't like to give it up. He said, but one day they're going to leave it all.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't there some all the money that we didn't want to give up and we weren't holding on to and watching out for? We're going to walk away smaller.
What good is it? What good is it going to do? We don't want to give up the honey or the money.
That's right. Lord,
I'm
going to
leave it all. We're going to leave it all.
That's why we better be pouring into
honey and the money.
Oh, Master.
The honey and the money.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, God.
They say the rich man, what did it say? He was rich, but he died. And where did he go? He didn't take nothing. N-U-F-F-I-N.
My
nothing
God.
With him.
Not a thing.
Not a darn thing.
Not
with
a thing.
Darn
nothing,
everything.
My God. Mm.
And that's what I got to do, see. I got to start throwing stuff away, getting rid of stuff.
Amen. I'm riding with you.
Filtered truth. They need to hear the unfiltered truth of the word. No water down. Mm-hmm. They can hear
that's
that you
right.
heard when I sat on the morning.
Yes. That's
extra
right.
I feel with the Holy Ghost. No
that's
water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We need to
hallelujah.
Go back in order to come forward.
Yes,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just rock back, not safe. Mm-hmm. Just rock back
that's
and
right.
rock forward. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Amen.
Run and
amen.
Tell somebody. You have to run and tell somebody about
mm-hmm.
God. You know.
So,
amen.
Man.
How's that saying go? Have somebody tell everybody about. How does that saying
somebody
go? Somebody knows.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm just
mm-hmm.
nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not tell everybody. There are somebody who
can save everybody.
Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to be.
That's
hallelujah.
That's it.
That's
when we realize
mm-mm.
our nobody, we are a slave
that's right.
to the master. Even though we are joint heir to the throne, we're still a slave to the
that's
master,
right.
the master of God, and we He say and what he said
yes.
on the mm-hmm. if Jesus
yeah.
had to do what he said, and he was the Christ.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Master.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Master.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty
thank
God
you,
we
master.
Serve.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master. I feel like my toast is on there. You know, I'm ready to move forward. I'm like, God, he obviously was ready, and some things started happening. And I praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
Brother Ron is going to be talking with you because
yes.
We come up with some strategies for Arkansas. I'm
yes.
just.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know, we got parking lots again, some barbershops.
Yeah, I believe in that. I really do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe in it.
Come on now.
Yeah. Let's do some in the park festivals. You know.
That's right.
Oh.
In the park soul winning festivals. You know, they have festivals
that's
all
right.
the time.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a festival. So a soul saving weekend festival. Let's have that.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like
mm-hmm.
that. Is going to be I like it.
We'll get together
amen.
On it right away. That's for sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's a good concept.
But let me tell you, that sincerity about what the Father had called me to do is
yeah.
so deep.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have deep seated in me. You'd have thought it'd been there for over 40 years.
Oh, well. That's all right, sister. I know that's right.
Yeah,
and it probably has been there for that long.
Yeah.
You just had to come along and say something about it. It's probably been before you were even born.
Yeah.
That's how deep rooted it was. So you can say that. You can say
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can say that.
Thank
because,
you, Lord.
Amen. Because
before
amen.
You were born, there was things planted in you that you didn't even know about.
Yes.
So,
that's
yes.
true.
So now that
that's
you're
true.
Here, you got to just let it go. And get it out
mm-hmm.
there. That's what you got to do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what you got to do. If God gave it to you, if he showed it to you, he's still going to help you through it.
We can't fear. I don't care how many gold teeth you have in your mouth. I don't care how many gold chains around your neck. I don't care how bad you're sagging. There is no fear.
Amen.
There is no fear to those who love the Lord. No.
Hallelujah.
Why can't we do? Should they die and go to hell? No. They hear about Jesus Christ? Yes. And watch them cry like a... You would never thought they would cry. But when the power of
that's
God
right.
meets
that's
up
right.
with them, something in
that's
them...
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord. Do it.
We're going to gather. We're going to keep this radio thing going. Oh, yeah. We're going to keep
yes,
it going.
Lord.
But we're going to
yes.
do much
hallelujah.
More.
Oh, yeah.
To us. Here's the shift, Pastor Carolyn. Here's the shift into greater work. See, he already did
yeah.
great work. We've
yeah.
been shifted into greater work.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what he said.
We weren't shifted by
saying.
Ourselves. He said, I am with you.
You. That's what he said.
Everywhere
you go. That's right. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
What they say, overtime. These are the greater works. And all
amen.
The years, where are the greater works?
I'm ready for now. Greater works.
Greater works. Greater works.
Greater works.
Let me see greater works.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Greater,
greater
works.
Works.
Greater
yeah.
works. Greater
yes,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Greater
works, Lord.
Greater
works, Baptist Church.
I made up
to do greater works.
Never going to be the same again. Because I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit has just taken over it.
Amen.
All over it. All over it.
Hallelujah.
All
of
it.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Everywhere.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. God is taking over this today.
Yes. That's right. We God surrender. We surrender. We surrender.
All.
We surrender.
Yes,
all.
All. Yes, earth.
In with golden vessels. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We surrender,
yes.
Master. So you can do
you
your
all
greater work.
Listen to this service. Yes, we're trying to get you into the kingdom. We don't want you to be holding the door. And you be looking out, you know, like you in them, like you in jail and looking through the gate, and you're not getting in.
My God,
we want you to bring you in there with us. That's what we want to do.
That's right.
You know,
well,
it may take some greater work, but we're gonna try.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Willing workers, greater work, willing workers. Yes.
Greater work, greater work. We got to do it.
Amen.
The master said we can do it.
Amen.
Lord, do it in me, Lord.
Amen.
Do it, Lord.
Amen.
God,
do
it
for me. Do it for me.
We're going to be awestruck because he's going to do it. And we're going to be standing back going, Dad, well, how'd that happen? And literally, we're not going to be able to glory for any of it because we didn't do it.
Hallelujah.
We didn't do it. He
what's that
blow
song? Already done? Already done.
It is already done.
Mm-mm. He got to do it. He
already
do it.
Done.
Do it, Master.
Already
oh,
done.
It's already done.
Hallelujah.
You've already been
hallelujah.
You in fourth gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, glory. Whatever you're doing
in the fifth gear,
don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
That sermon should have told you.
Yeah.
I heard it. I went, woo. She done shifted.
Don't do it without me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Don't do it without me.
Yes.
What's her name? Miranda Curtis. Miranda Curtis said, I'm all in.
Yeah.
You have mind, my eyes, my ears, my feet. You have all of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in.
In. We can't be happy.
Hallelujah.
We gotta all be in. He don't want
that's
no
right. Yeah. Can't have stuff. I never said it. You can't grab the salad of the fish.
No.
No. That,
yeah,
that's
no
all up. And the pain.
You like it.
I have to give it.
It
all
hurts.
Up.
It, yeah, it is.
Hey, you know
that's
that. You know,
that's why Jesus says if you're going to follow, you gotta deny yourself.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. You got to
decrease in order to increase. That's what they said.
That's right. He increased. He be the one that increases in us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Become bigger in me, Master. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To advance your kingdom. Become bigger in us.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
My Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
God is a mighty, 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 mighty good God. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
We can go all night.
You know, I can see that the Lord is showing me.
God like you.
Yeah, you know, the Lord is showing me this building. And in this building is shaped like a square gymnasium. And his spirit is going to move mightily inside of it.
All right.
And Pastor Bennett, he said that, you know, he's directing this place, and you're going to be in it. This place is a square place, like a gymnasium, and it's big, and it's going to be filled up because God's presence is going to invade it.
That's right. Oh,
my. Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Praise the Lord. God, you are
amen.
You do it, Lord.
To be glorified.
Do it, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do it, Lord. Whatever it takes, you do
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You
so that the earth would know that you're God.
Don't do it without me.
They come to the saving grace of who you are.
Thank you,
they
Jesus.
Come to the saving grace of who you
amen.
Are.
Oh. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
You're a door opener. Do it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do
something.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah.
But say, Father, I'll do what you say.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. You're the mighty.
Yes. God's got your back. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way.
To your way, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God's got your back for sure, for sure.
Do it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, Lord.
Yes, God.
Do it,
thank
Lord.
You.
We want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We surrender so
thank
you can
yes.
do it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to play that song. Don't do it without me. Here we go. Don't
amen.
Do it without me. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Whatever.
You're doing.
Yes, Master.
In this season,
please. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Oh God.
Please do it without me. You got to stand for yourself.
You got to stand for yourself, Lord.
Whatever you're doing,
Don't do it without me.
Come on, help me say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please.
You have my undivided attention right now.
Let's talk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Master.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And all that is within me.
Bless
yes,
all
my
that
Lord.
Is within me. Amen. God is a mighty, mighty.
Every Sunday, we just need to stay
so,
on
so
and just
good.
Have church just like this. Let the Spirit just lead, move. Hallelujah.
We have a church
yes,
party
Lord.
After the party, huh? So we
hallelujah.
Were partying with the Lord earlier, and now we just keep on keeping on and keep on.
No, we never turned it off. It never got over. He never left.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. We invited him in. We wanted him to stay, and he did so. He's still here right now. For anybody that's listening
amen.
Out there, he's still there. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
ooh,
glory.
God.
Yes, my
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God, you're so good. Ooh, my Lord, I love you, Master. Sometimes
amen.
You just get lost for words. You just run out of words to say. You just said, My Lord.
That's what you gotta do.
My Lord.
God is so
thank
good.
You, Master. Thank
so
you,
good.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for showing up on the radio. Hallelujah.
Thank you
for manifesting
yes,
yourself.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. My God.
My Lord, trust in you, Lord. Jehovah, you, we trust in you. Hallelujah.
That's it. We trust in you. That's it.
You made a way. Don't know why, but you did it, oh God. You made a way. We're standing here, not knowing how we get through these steps, but we're holding on to faith. We know best. Nothing can get you by surprise. You've got to figure it out. And you're watching us now. When it looks like we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and you step right on in. Everything we need, you'll supply. You've got this in control. And now we know that you fade away, oh God. And when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. So Lord, we're standing here only because you made a way. Oh, God, you made a way. We don't know why, but you did it. Oh, God, you made a way. Oh, we don't know why, but you did it. Yeah, you made a way. Oh, God, you moved mountains. You caused walls to fall. And with your power, oh, God, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. The Lord, we're standing right here only because you made a way. The Lord, we're standing right here only because you made a way. Lord, we're standing here only because You made a way. You made a way. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Still making a way. He's still making a way. He's got this greater work that he's going to do. Woo, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to make a way for it to be done. Woo, thank you, Master. Hallelujah.
Assignments and they may be
completely
in your sight, God.
Yes, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I hear these words. I hear these words that give me you.
That's it.
Everything else can wait.
That's it.
Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait.
That's it.
Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. It's me, oh Lord, down on
my knees,
crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord, down on my knees, saying, give me you, oh God, give me you, yeah. Give me you, cause everything else can wait. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Just give me you, God. I don't want to be too late. Oh, my Lord, now. Give me you, Lord. Everything else can wait. Yeah. All I want is you, Lord. All I want is you. I choose you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
I made my mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I made my decision.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, I hope and pray somebody call in and say, I made a decision. Oh, glory to God. I'm choosing. I'm making up my mind right now. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Master. Thank
ooh,
you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Ha. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Master.
Yes, Master. What he wants us to be right
ooh.
Now.
Ooh.
We are right.
Glory
to
God.
Wants us to be right.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. He is in the midst of us.
Ooh, man. Hallelujah.
He is in the midst. That's the one song. I said, she's going to sing that song. Because the Holy Spirit is moving all through us. He's moving all around us, all in us, and all through
Hallelujah.
Us. At some point, somebody say, the Lord thy God, he's in the midst of thee.
Amen.
He's mighty. So mighty. Oh,
yes, Lord.
The Lord thy God.
Yes, Lord.
In the midst of thee. How long?
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For the
yes, he is.
His name. He's in the midst
Come on.
Of
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being in our midst. Thank you for showing up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Show up.
God, thank you for manifesting yourself.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the visitation.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Ooh, I feel like running. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It is you, Lord.
Thank you, Master. Who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Days and numbers of life. It is you that
yes,
Lord. Oh, God, we serve.
Yes, Master.
God, like we work to the holy of
thank
we
you.
We realize nothing that we've done. And when we do
thank
that,
you.
God, we all in you. It's all
thank
you. It's all
thank
God.
You. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
For
thank you.
We appreciate you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Say we're much obliged,
you.
God, for your
God.
Presence on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Much
thank
obliged.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you. My soul looks back in wonder. Yeah. Hallelujah. How we brought, how you brought us over. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
My Lord. You never do anything else. Mm-hmm. You've already done enough. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Master. My Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Already done.
Yes, Master.
Already done.
Oh God, you're God and you're God alone. Ooh,
yes.
There's no other God besides thee. Hallelujah.
None other.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God.
God
great
alone.
and mighty is our
God.
Hallelujah.
You are God alone. Amen.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes,
thank
Master.
You.
Yes,
yes,
Master.
Amen.
Nobody but you. Yes, Lord. Nobody. Glory to God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody greater.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater,
nobody greater,
nobody greater,
no. Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater,
nobody greater.
Couldn't find
nobody.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look, the way you
nobody
go.
Iron sharpens iron,
to get people energized to go out again. I see more than one service like this. I don't know when he's going to do it. It should not interfere with anything else that you're doing. God is going to make a way, some way, for a second service.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord.
So you let me.
Hallelujah.
You say, get ready for a miracle, huh? Get ready for a blessing.
Glory to God. Because, you know, it's about souls coming to the kingdom. It's about souls coming to the kingdom.
It is.
And we want the word of God, the power of God, manifestation of God to go out through the airwaves in more than just one time. We want it every time that we're on. Whatever we're doing, we want God to be glorified. Mm-hmm. We want somebody to be drawn to this great God that we say that there's no one greater than him. Hallelujah. We want souls to come to the kingdom. So if we surrender to God and allow God to do what he wants to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. I see 3,000, more than 3,000 souls added daily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Because God is going to use this avenue. Because even though everybody, you know what, that's the devil's terrain. The atmosphere, the devil's terrain. God's saying he's taking it back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We gave it to him. He's taking it back. Take it back.
Hallelujah.
So as often as we can bombard it with that.
Amen.
Happen. So we'll be praying and we'll be fasting.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
And amen. We do nothing without our first.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to
bless the Lord.
How do we make this
happen? God, have your way.
For a miracle now, huh?
Have your way, oh God.
Say it again, please.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah.
Y'all working, huh?
It's going to work us, too.
Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah.
We are right. Guess what? Reward is going to far exceed your work.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Mom.
Because he's looking for more and more of this kind of word right here to get out. To get out.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Consistency.
So I'm probably going to need some help with the number of phone calls is going to be coming in now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Lord. Amen. Do it, Lord.
If we don't take the message, I'm going to take the rest of this month. And, you know, the Lord had told me I was going to fast and pray anyway. And so this is going to be, that's going to be on my agenda specifically as I fast and pray. I came into the year fasting and praying. He allowed me to come on work. He's driving me right back on. And so I know there's some more things that, you know, he needs to do. He needs to shore up in me and some things that he needs to tell me. So what to do, how to do it.
Me too. Amen.
Hidden mysteries that he's getting ready to reveal. Just an awesome God. He's just an awesome God. You know, if there was something he didn't tell his disciples, he said, because y'all wouldn't even understand it. I don't ever want to be in that position. If I have to pray to myself, I want to get so deep in that whatever you say, it's
to
my
heart. Right. Hallelujah. Yes, Master.
Take all.
Give
me God. What you say, everything else can wait. I don't even know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's all I want is the Lord. Want his will, his word,
that's
his
all
way.
You need.
That's
all. I don't need nobody else.
That's all you need. Everything else in you.
I don't need nobody else.
As long as I got King Jesus.
Don't need
Hallelujah.
Nobody else.
That's it?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much tonight. Both of you have a society. I think I sent you a text. That's what I'm talking about, this money thing. This money thing ain't going to pan out like people think. You know, you can't even get new cars like $100 down.
Hallelujah.
Make the chip. That's over two or three months before they can even manufacture a vehicle and get out. I mean, everything's going just belly up. And I'm like, okay, I changed this neither here nor there, but I changed a bank account, put some money in a different bank account, and thought I was going to link my card to Cash App. It didn't work. It wouldn't let me link it. I said, okay. That's okay.
Even at the beginning of our service today, the system went. I said, even at the beginning of the church service today, the system was, I was like, you're not going to, devil, you might as well just get behind me because we're going to have church today. I'm sorry, you said it. You just going to have to get behind me and under my foot and everything else and get pounced upon.
It
sure was like, not today. My nerves again.
I left and went to the ATM machine. And I'm like, what is the transaction been canceled? You didn't even say it declined. It's been canceled.
Lord.
In the spirit of love, I'm going in there, and I hope they're open tomorrow. It's a holiday. But in the spirit of love.
No, it's not. It's not going to be open.
They're not.
Thanks, I'm open tomorrow.
I'll go
to
spirit of love, I want to know what is going on with this card you gave me and why am I not able to use it.
And you've activated and everything, so it's the same card you always use?
Yeah. Well, no. I was using a different one. I moved some funds to a different bank. I have a business account. I have my personal account. I moved the funds over to my business. From my business to my personal. And the personal one is the one that's not acting right.
Of course.
Yeah, but
you know, when you're trying to do stuff for God, you know how things just act up.
That
was a lie. The devil is a lie today.
I ain't gonna fight the Lord. The battle ain't mine, it's the Lord.
It belongs to the Lord.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Exactly. That's what we got to say.
On the inside.
Ain't it, Reverend Carolyn? That's what we got to say. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Anyhow, that's right. Still got to praise. The devil, he always messing up. He's been all over me, but I still got to praise. I know how to get you off my back.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Even if you have to just come,
whatever it takes.
You got to tell him to get feet behind me, for it is written.
You got to tell him. That's right. He's the lion, the father of lion.
You will lose.
Hallelujah.
Girl, you got to speak some noise to this head boy. I tell you.
I give God the highest praise. I give him a hallelujah when the enemy is busy. I just hallelujah, hallelujah. God, he operates on hallelujahs. Glory to God.
All you got to do is just moan. Thank you, the devil won't know.
My God.
Thank
you, Master. Thank you.
I'll be I feed to you. Those are what, I text you to let you know. Because, I'm not like that. So, you know me bad.
No. I just taboo. I just said taboo. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that, but you see. You all good. The line is getting ready to go down, so we got about 3 minutes. I want y'all to give y'all words to say before we get a closing prayer. So go ahead, Pastor Bennett first, and then Reverend Carolyn, and then I'll
I'll say, you say a prayer, and then I'm going to have some random, no, I'm going to do the random thoughts first, and then we're going to get to the prayer. The random thought for today is stop looking for the harvest when you didn't plant any seeds. Poaching is illegal. You heard that? Stop looking for the harvest when you didn't plant any seed.
All
poaching
right.
is illegal. And that is from a random 30 thoughts while thinking out loud and collecting my thoughts from J. Rick Rollins, the second from, and you can get it at textbooks.com. So that's his book. That's what I'd be getting my little thoughts from. So. Pastor Bennett, if you want to say a few words, and then Sister Kim, you can close us out.
Amen. Again, I just want to say how blessed I was on tonight.
Amen.
I went on this call, and I did not know Christ and the pardon of my sins. There's no way that I would have come because the power of God was in this service, and his holy, sweet Holy Spirit was ministering to the heart, the soul, the mind of anyone who was listening to this call, anyone that was involved with this call, anyone that had anything to do with this event. God was there, and so was the Holy Spirit to meet every need.
Blessing business.
Every need that we all had need of. And so I thank and praise God for this service on tonight. It was power-packed. God bless. Reverend Carolyn, that was an on-time word, and I hear that song going again and again.
Somebody
you
can share it too.
Somebody share that link.
Amen.
A lot of some people coming off of it. So just put it back for a couple of weeks. Pull it out again. There's a lot of folks coming. I hear some folks coming off it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And God ain't
know.
You can only preach
the
same sermon.
Amen. God is not
through
with us yet.
And God doing what he says. Continue to stay steadfast, everybody, in his word.
Amen.
Continue to stay unmovable. Hold on to your faith. Don't be easily blown by every wind or word, doctrine, or whatever it is that could give you a shake. You just stand still. Stand still.
Hallelujah.
Like that tree that's planted by the rivers of living water that shall not be moved. Be unmoved, y'all. God is ready to show you great and some mighty things. So start looking up. Every good and perfect gift is going to come from
the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes,
Amen.
I love
you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Reverend Carolyn.
Most gracious, merciful, loving God, Father, we thank you for this evening. Hallelujah. It all belongs to
thank
you.
You got the glory.
Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you're the God. You are the God of our hope. Fill us, O God, with all joy and peace and faith, hallelujah, so that we will abound in the hope of the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that you sent the Holy Spirit as our comforter and our helper. Lord, we pray, dear God, that those at the radio land, hallelujah, will choose today whom they're going to serve and that they will come to the knowledge of the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and surrender their lives to him, hallelujah. Put away all other gods. Glory to God, because there's no other God besides him, and there's no one greater than him. So, Father, we thank you for Pastor Bennett tonight. We thank you for Reverend Ron tonight. Thank you for Sister Inez tonight, Lord God. And we pray, dear God, as we dismiss from this phone line, you never, ever dismiss us from your presence. And, dear God, keep your angel of protection around us as we go to and fro. Hallelujah. Help us to keep a song on our lips and a word in our mouth that we will be willing and able to give an answer to anyone, hallelujah, who asks where our hope lies. And we can tell them our hope lies in Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, the Son of God. Hallelujah. So, Father, bless us and keep us until we meet again. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask and I pray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And thank you for those.
Yeah.
Thank you in advance for those who will come to you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the question of the evening is, there's two questions. Who do you choose and what must I do to be saved?
Amen. Got to make a choice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
yes,
know.
You do. Yes.
Everybody walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know. Walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Come on now.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know. A message y'all need to realize. My God is a God you need to recognize. If you just look at the weather, you can see the sign. Earthquake, hurricane, one behind the other. Can't you see? It's just a sign, my sisters and brothers. There's so much destruction. We're losing our babies to drugs and alcohol. We need to go back to the Word of God and see what the Word has to say. All the Word is gonna tell. My sisters and brothers, we need to get on our knees and pray.
Amen. Time is an animal. You heard her talk about the earthquake, tornadoes and everything, one after another.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The sign of the times.
Right.
The sign of the times. So y'all get ready. You better choose or you're going to lose. Yeah, that's what the time should have been. You either choose or lose. Yes, yeah, that's what you need to do. So we want to thank each and every one of you again for coming out or listening and tuning in. All the worldwide listeners, I have been Desainez, CEO and fashion designer of Anai Saku. The speaker of the evening was Reverend Carolyn Williamson on You Have to Choose, taken from Joshua 24:14-15. And Sister Pastor Miss Bennett out there is chimed in, as well as Reverend Ron Marshall as well, telling you you better choose or lose, because if you're straddling, then you'd be paddling. And we don't, you need to choose this day who you're going to serve, because if you don't, you're going to be out there on the curve. Peace out.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Until we meet again.